You're listening to SBS News.
A grand gesture of appreciation. From about 800 workers grateful for an opportunity to work during the pandemic. For pickers like Barney, this seasonal picking allows him to support his family back home.
And then to pay school fees for Pikinini, son and daughter, and pay the bus or pay the land, build a house.
You can buy a house with the money you earn here?
Yeah, good.
When the pandemic hit, the international workforce, which farmers rely on, took a major hit. Under this federal government scheme, these labourers were given special permission to enter the country and fill the gap. They hark from countries considered a low COVID risk, including Tonga, Vanuatu, Samoa and Kiribati.
Yeah, this is the first time I pick oranges. But before I came here, a few years, I pick tomato. So tomato is much smaller than oranges. So this is very, very fast on the tomato. I prefer peach red because I earn more than the wages. You want to put the fruit in, just do it like this to keep safe of the fruit. Will not damages. When you throw them, then you get damages.
The workers say they're paid equivalent to $30 an hour, which is above minimum wage.
We are happy. We are happy to stay here. Yeah. People always smiling at us, and we all friendly back down to the streets. Yeah. And most of the time they're always thinking about their families. And the other thing that makes them feel happy in what job they have done.
And the gratitude goes both ways. Without their work, a bumper citrus harvest was at risk of going to waste. But for the producers, it hasn't come cheap. They contributed $2,500 per worker for regional quarantine accommodation 270 kilometres from Adelaide.
We initially would have really needed 20 pickers to harvest our property. However, after looking at the quarantine costs, we had to reduce that back to 10.
Most of these workers will stay in the Riverland for 9 months. On their return, they face another fortnight in quarantine, and for some, this will be at their own expense. There are calls to simplify the process.
Yeah, we've been calling for a travel bubble since Christmas, and to us, that's a logical step forward. The islands are a very low risk. We have a travel bubble with New Zealand anyway. And it'll just allow a freer movement of workers.
Until then, it's hoped events like this will help them feel more at home. Peter Doherty, SBS News.